York Region Public Health is monitoring an East Gwillimbury U12 hockey team after a confirmed COVID-19 case led to 18 high-risk contacts. Public Health confirmed November 16 it has reached out to the contacts after receiving notification about one confirmed case and one probable case on the team. As the age group is not vaccine eligible, all high-risk contacts were directed to self-isolate for 10 days and seek testing. We are seeing an increase in cases linked to hockey and organized sports in York Region, Director of Corporate Communication Patrick Casey said. The incident comes after York Region Public Health grappled with an October outbreak in a Newmarket Men's Hockey League with 15 confirmed cases that also left one man dead. Newmarket today has yet to receive a response from the East Gwillimbury Minor Hockey Association. The association cancelled a scheduled road game with a U12 team for November 16 at 8 p.m. against the Innisfil Winterhawks. The association has not yet posted any other cancellations. In a November 5 statement, the association reminded participants of the need to adhere to COVID-19 protocols. We have been fortunate to have a good start to our hockey season, however, we are having continued issues with some members not adhering to the protocols put in the place to help prevent the spread of COVID-19, the association said. It has been great to see our Eagles back on the ice, and the only way to ensure that continues is to follow the safety measures that have been put in place. East Gwillimbury said in an October 29 letter that those who fail to follow COVID-19 protocols could be punished by the town removing their permitted time at facilities, including games and practices. Casey reminded players and families to follow health protocols, including getting tested as soon as symptoms develop even if vaccinated, staying home when sick, not sharing water bottles, wearing masks, washing hands and physical distancing as much as possible. Although vaccination is not yet an option to protect those under 12, Casey said the region anticipates vaccines becoming available for them in the coming weeks. Casey also suggested pulling back on time in change rooms, though they are still available for players under current public health protocols. Parents, families may wish to consider minimizing time in change rooms and other close contact settings by bringing their children dressed and ready for the ice, he said.